You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Oh, baby, Lord have mercy. Welcome to another Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues. The soul that came before rock and roll. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator. And I'm loading up the juke in the back and it's about to blow a fuse. Cause it's full of rhythm and blues. This week, we're going to spotlight one of the most important and influential blues singers and guitar players of the rhythm and blues era. He's the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James. He was on the recording scene from around 1951 till his death in 63. But Elmore goes way back. It's said he actually knew and for a time toured with Robert Johnson. That might be why he cut the Robert Johnson song, Dust My Broom, and made it a blues standard. Elmore electrified the Mississippi Delta blues style and brought it up to modern 1950s standards. The guitar riff for Dust My Broom dates back to Robert Johnson's original, but when Elmore plays it, it's an electrified slide guitar masterpiece. Robert Johnson got the phrase Dust My Broom as well as the song structure from a Kokomo Arnold song from 1934 called Sagefield Woman Blues. So that famous riff has much history. But before we get into that historic recording, let's first talk about Elmore himself. He was born Elmore Brooks on January 27, 1918 in Richland, Mississippi. It's said that he was the illegitimate son of 15-year-old Leola Brooks. James's father was probably Joe Willie Frost James, who moved in with Leola shortly after Elmore's birth. At an early age, Elmore started to pick up the guitar by playing with a diddley bow, which was a one-stringed instrument usually made from a catgut and attached to the outside wall of a building. You could make different tunings with it by just moving your fingers up and down while you plucked that one string. He soon picked up the guitar and was hearing some of the local musicians around the Mississippi Delta. Like I said before, by the mid-1930s, he was playing with and even touring with the legendary Robert Johnson and Tampa Red. He was in the U.S. Navy during World War II and upon his discharge returned back to Mississippi, where he began working at an electrical shop. He started experimenting with different pickups on his guitar. This tinkering around, of course, would lead to his overdriven electric guitar sound. Soon he was playing with a local band fronted by Alec Miller, who was going under the name Sonny Boy Williamson, the second, of course. The original Sonny Boy Williamson, John Lee Curtis, had died in 1948. So that's when Alec Miller, or Rice Miller as he was often called, began using the name Sonny Boy. Elmore James made his first records as the guitar sideman for Sonny Boy Williamson in January of 1951 for Lillian McMurray's Trumpet Records, based out of Jackson, Mississippi. He played on a second session with Sonny Boy, held in March of 51. Then a third session in August. It was at this session when the legend truly begins. It has been said that Lillian McMurray tricked Elmore James into playing Dust My Broom, thinking it was just a rehearsal, but actually cutting it direct to acetate disc. Now, I'm not sure I believe in that legend, because when you're recording direct to acetate, you need to get the take completely perfect. There is no editing. You're cutting right into an acetate disc. So if Elmore James wasn't completely prepared, then I don't believe they would have gotten such a perfect take on Dust My Broom. It's Williamson's band backing him up, of course, with Sonny Boy Williamson on the blues harp, Leonard Ware on bass, and Frock O'Dell on the tubs. Dust My Broom was recorded on August 5th, 1951 in Jackson, Mississippi. It was released shortly after, and by April of 1952, had risen to number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. But more than just its chart position, this song became one of the most important blues and rhythm records ever released. That incredible slide guitar riff launched so many copycat recordings and influenced so many future guitarists that it's impossible to calculate its impact. It really is the riff heard round the world. Let's dig on it now as we feature the great Elmore James. This week on the Juke of the Back, here's the immortal Dust My Broom. Dust My Broom from Elmore James, one of the most important recordings of all time, not just in the blues or rhythm and blues genres, but really for pop music in general. That's why I want to step back for a moment and look at the evolution of that tune. Up first, we're going to hear a quick clip from Kokomo Arnold's 1934 recording, Sagefield Woman Blues. That's probably where Robert Johnson got the phrase, Dust My Broom. Johnson then took that phrase and song structure and worked out his own Dust My Broom from 1936. It was recorded during Johnson's first session. Let's hear clips from both of those tunes back to back.
And I believe I'll dust my broom. I believe I'll dust my broom. Throw some of your load on round. Lord, you can have my room. Now when I'm gone,
I'm gonna get up in the morning. Up in the black man you've been loving, good friend can't get my room.
And there you have it, a masterpiece was born. Of course, Elmore James's version of the tune was the most popular and would set the standard for future versions of Dust My Broom, and also put the slide guitar in the spotlight, as that riff would not only play an important role in other people's music, but Elmore James would continue to use that riff up until his death in 63 in many of his other songs. I think one of the reasons for that is that Elmore was probably pretty comfortable playing that riff. But the most likely reason is that producers at many of the different labels that Elmore James recorded for wanted him to keep playing that riff. But the cool thing is, even though Elmore James kept playing that same riff, probably to please other people, he kept changing it up a little bit. They're not all the same. And they kept getting louder, too. Louder and more distorted. We'll see that as we move through the show. When Trumpet Records put out Dust My Broom at the end of 1951, Elmore James was listed on the label as Elmo James, E-L-M-O. Following that session and the success of Dust My Broom, Elmore James was still a session man at Trumpet Records. He played on a July session with Willie Love, and then on another December session with Sonny Boy Williamson. But Dust My Broom was the only Elmore James record released on Trumpet Records. That's because he was highly sought after by the Bahari brothers, who owned the Modern Records family of labels. They found Elmore James thanks to talent scout Ike Turner. Yep, that Ike Turner, who was working around Mississippi trying to find artists for the label. Supposedly, Elmore was still under contract with Lillian McMurray at Trumpet Records when he began recording for the Baharis. They released his first record on the Meteor subsidiary. That label was run by Lester Bahari. His first session for Meteor was held probably on November 22, 1952 in Chicago. This is where Elmore James's core backing band was formed. Elmore is, of course, on vocal and guitar. J.T. Brown is on tenor sax, Johnny Jones is on piano, Ransom Noling is on bass, and Odie Payne is on the tubs. I Believe was issued in late 1952 and hit the charts in February of 53. It's just a reworking of Dust My Broom, but it's a little faster and more upbeat. Plus, of course, you have more instrumentation on this. But this time he says, "I'm gonna get up in the morning, I believe I'll go back home." The Baharis hit gold on this record as it rose to number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. But this would be the only record to chart while Elmore James was on the Modern family of labels. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James with I Believe.
I believe I you. Now tell me, babe, what's getting wrong with you? You don't treat me nothing like you used to do. Well, you leave home in the morning, don't come back till night. Yes, you leave in the morning, don't come home till night. Now you know, pretty baby, you sure ain't treating me right. Come back to me. I make you as happy as any little girl can be. Yes, I'm gonna.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Charles Liebman, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you.
James with Country Boogie, released on Checker Records in early 1953. That comes from a session that was held in Chicago on January 17th of 53. And Elmore probably shouldn't have been recording for Checker because he was still under contract with the Bahari Brothers. But there you go. It was a one-off single with Country Boogie on one side and She Just Won't Do Right on the flip. Before that, we heard Baby What's Wrong, released on Meteor Records in April of 53. The same cats played on both of those sessions, and both were recorded in Chicago. Up next, the Bahari Brothers decide to release Elmore James's next record on their Flare subsidiary. They also give the backing band a name. The label reads Elmore James and the Broom Dusters. The session was held in April of 53 in Chicago, and the record was issued in June. It's another Dust My Broom sound-alike spin-off called Early in the Morning. This time you get some tasty piano work from Johnny Jones. I'm Matt the Cat, your jukebox operator, and we're featuring the early recordings of Elmore James this week on the Juke in the Back. He's the king of the slide guitar, and he's gonna play for you right now, baby. Here's Elmore James and the Broom Dusters with Early in the Morning. Thank you. more James and the Broom Dusters. Getting a little dust off that one. It's Hawaiian Boogie, the flip side of the tune you heard before it, Early in the Morning, from 1953, off of Flare Records. Now, I love Hawaiian Boogie because it's totally different than Dust My Broom. It shows that Elmore James could play in any style. I also think that when Elmore recorded Shake Your Money Maker later on for Bobby Robinson's Fire Records, that he just took Hawaiian Boogie and kind of slowed it down some. Right around this time, the piano player Johnny Jones released his own single with, of course, the Broom Dusters backing him up, and Elmore's playing on that one. However, it was issued under the name Little Johnny Jones and the Chicago Hound Dogs. Elmore's next release for Flare Records comes from the same April 1953 session, and I really dig this one because it sounds totally different than Dust My Broom as well. It's called Can't Stop Lovin', and Odie Payne is playing a tasty riff on the drums. So dig it, baby. Here's this week's Juke in the Back feature, Elmore James and the Broom Dusters with Can't Stop Lovin'.
Thank you.
Elmore James and the Broom Dusters with Strange Kind of Feeling, released on Flare Records in 1953. It comes from a session from August of 53, recorded in Chicago. This next tune was also recorded in Chicago, but with a totally different group, except for Johnny Jones on piano. You see, this time Elmore and Johnny are playing in the studio band backing up Big Joe Turner on an Atlantic Records recording session. It's either John Avant or Harlan Floyd on the trombone. Grady Jackson and Joe Tillman are playing tenor saxes. McKinley Easton is on barry sax. Jimmy Richardson is on bass. And Red Saunders on the tubs. Of course, Elmore's on guitar and Johnny Jones is on piano. The session was held on October 7th of 53. And even though Elmore is featured on several of the recordings from that session, this one jumps out because his guitar is front and center, and again, he's adapting the Dust My Broom lick. TV Mama was issued on Atlantic Records in early 1954, where it topped out at number 6 nationally. So here's our boy Elmore James backing up the greatest blues shouter of all time, Big Joe Turner. Here's TV Mama, you know the one I'm talking about. The one with the big widescreen.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. I was dreaming about my TV mama, the one with the big wide screen. She got red big eyes and little bitty feet, and in the waist she's so nice and neat. She's my TV mama, one with the big wide screen. Every time she loves me, man, she makes me scream. Guinness tastes like candy. Boys, I really go for sweets. I love her from her head down to her little bitty feet. Yeah, she's my TV mama, one with the big wide screen. Every time she loves me, oh yes, I'm bound to scream. By this time I'm rolling and tumbling, talking all out of my head. Yeah, this time I'm rolling and tumbling, man, I'm talking all out of my head. And when my baby shook me,
now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring the king of the slide guitar, Elmore James. Let's go way back to his first single released on the Meteor label in 1953. The A-side, which we heard earlier in the program, was I Believe, which topped out at number 9 on the National Rhythm and Blues charts. Its flip side was a very tasty song called I Held My Baby Last Night, and it features a particularly great tenor sax played by J.T. Brown. It was probably recorded on November 22, 1952 in Chicago, and it's this week's Great 78, Elmore James, with I Held My Baby Last Night.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Thank you. understand. Yes, I love my baby, but I just can't get her to understand. She'll leave me early in the morning. She goes out with some other man.
King of the slide guitar, Elmore James, turning it up to 11 on that one, man. Have you ever heard him so loud and distorted? That was actually recorded very early in his career, probably in January 1952, with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm. Ike is probably playing piano on that record. There's a good chance it was recorded in Canton, Mississippi. Remember, Ike Turner was the talent scout for the Bahari Brothers. So this is most likely the first time Elmore James recorded outside of Jackson, Mississippi and Trumpet Records. Now it may seem like we're going out of sequence, but we're not, because Hand in Hand was released on Flare Records in 1954, even though the session dated back to 52. That's definitely one of the loudest records of the 1950s. Up next is one of Elmore James's best-known songs, Show 'Nuff I Do. It was recorded on April 5th, 1954 in Chicago, and Ike Turner actually appears on this record. This time he's playing guitar with the Broom Dusters. At this session, Raymond Hill joins the group playing tenor sax. Oliver Sane is on alto and Barry saxes. Johnny Jones on piano, Odie Payne on the tubs, and of course, Elmore James on guitar. Here's Show 'Nuff I Do, 1954, as we feature the early recordings of Elmore James, this week on The Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s Rhythm and Blues.
I come home one morning, found my baby gone. You know I've always been all alone. On a Friday night, I told my baby everything was all right. Oh, I love her. Oh, yes, I love her. Sure enough, I do. I saw her one morning. She was going around the street. She's shaking hands with every little man she meets. But still I love her.
she was coming home. Got a letter from my baby, and she said she was coming home.
James with a tune he wrote, that's Sunnyland. And it's of course in a different style than Dust My Broom. It was recorded in Los Angeles in either August or September of 54, and Elmore's backed up on that one by a totally different band. This one's led by the legendary Maxwell Davis, who's also playing tenor sax. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and unfortunately we're rapidly running out of time. But this week I wanted to focus on the early recordings of Elmore James, from 1951 through 1955. We've heard him recording in different styles, with different musicians, and in many different locations. It was very hard selecting the records I wanted to play on this week's show because there's just so many great ones. And when choosing the record to end the program, I wanted to showcase Elmore James with yet another band and another recording location, this time in New Orleans, and we'll get to that in just a moment. First, I want to mention that after we leave Elmore James in 55, he would go on to score two more charting records, The Sky Is Crying in 1960 for Bobby Robinson's Fire label, and It Hurts Me Too, which was issued in 1965 after his death on the Enjoy label. It's important to note that as rock and roll broke and took over the mainstream, Elmore James never changed his style or tried to craft his music to get more exposure on the rock and roll market. He was the Mississippi Delta Blues personified in the 1950s. He definitely picked up the torch from Robert Johnson, Sun House, Tampa Red, and I would even say Charlie Patton. Elmore's style inspired Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones, Eric Clapton and Jeff Beck of the Yardbirds, Peter Green of early Fleetwood Mac, and countless others. We lost Elmore James on May 24, 1963 of a heart attack. He was 45 years old. Elmore was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as an early influence in 1992. And like all great Delta bluesmen, there's a little bit of mystery surrounding him, and that's the way it should be. Now let's go out with one more Elmore James, and it's another reworking of Dust My Broom. This time it's called Dust My Blues, and I want to play it because, well, the riff never gets old. This time he's playing it with a bunch of New Orleans cats. It was recorded in August of 55, and features Edward Frank on piano, Frank Fields on bass, and the great Earl Palmer playing just a bit behind the beat in a fantabulous shuffle on the tubs. Flare Records issued it in the late summer of 55. So let's go out with one more Elmore James and that fantabulous riff. Here's Dust My Blues. I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.